Must have been out of my mind.
Dr. Cecilia Boswell gave up setting her own hours, working from home, and picking which problems to tackle when she came to Waco. As a self-employed consultant, she was in charge. But the call to come to Waco ISD was strong enough in May to persuade her to give that up.
Because I could work at home in my shorts and t-shirt and work at my own pace, but I am a self-starter. So it doesn't matter where I am and what I'm doing, I'm always working. I'm a workaholic. And so even having to leave the t-shirt and shorts at home, I'm ready to work, and that's what I like to do.
And the self-described workaholic is diving right into the tasks incumbent with being the district's new advanced academics director. Dr. Boswell is one of the first major hires under Superintendent Bonnie Kane, who saw a need in Waco ISD to better serve gifted and talented students. Dr. Boswell, who is running her organization, Austin Creek Education Systems, applied to come to Waco to find ways to keep students with special abilities from slipping through the cracks. As past president of the Texas Association for Gifted and Talented, she's worked closely with many districts across the state and shares Dr. Kane's goal of better serving gifted and talented students. The first way to start that service, says Dr. Boswell, is to identify them beyond elementary school.
Formal identification, the process stops at fifth grade, and we need for that process, if there's an eighth grader that we haven't identified, then we need to find that eighth grader, and we just haven't done that before. And that's not a hard thing to do, but we'll start doing that.
So if a student starts out slowly but picks up the pace as they get in middle high school, right now maybe they're underserved?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We call them the underrepresented, and we need to find them. Just because you don't find them at kindergarten or first grade doesn't mean that they're not gifted, and we'll find them.
Clarence Simmons is the principal of Waco High School. He and Boswell have worked closely in the weeks since her arrival. Simmons echoes Boswell's desire to see the students identified, and he believes it's a way to better maximize the school's resources for his students.
If a student's not identified appropriately, whatever, I mean, gifted and talented, special education, you know, whatever classification you want to label a child, that in itself can work as a detriment because obviously there's programs at the high school level that you have in place that you challenge those children who are gifted.
There are many students, says Simmons, who are late bloomers, and it's these students who would stand to most benefit from an increase in identification. Many can remember a teacher who demystified a subject well beyond fifth grade. And long before he was a principal, Simmons was a student struggling with math. He gives a personal example as to why this is an important issue.
You know, even in my instance, things didn't start clicking for me academically in math until I took geometry. And once I took geometry under a teacher who could show me the real-world relevancy, and once I was able to see the light and it clicked for me, so to speak, there was no math class that I could not take that I did not excel at.
So if a teacher unlocks a subject and helps a student tap into his or her potential past eighth grade, that student currently cannot move into the gifted and talented program. It's not a problem only here in Waco ISD, but one that Dr. Boswell stresses is about to change here.
And it's not unique to Waco. We find that in many, many places. But our state law says that we will identify gifted students K through 12, and so that's what we'll do.
We'll continue to look at this story tomorrow and Friday on 103.3 FM, examining some ways that Dr. Boswell will begin the process of change. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.